أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن ربي يقذف بالحق علام الغيوب قل جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحي إلي ربي إنه سميع قريب صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people of Makkah one advice, and that is a person should apply one's mind, either sit in pairs, sit individually, and ponder about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his biography, historically. He was born in front of the people of Makkah. He lived his life in the full view of the people of Makkah. They had the highest esteem for him. Yet, after he had become the Nabi of Allah, they began to call him insane, wa na'udhu billah. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala employed in an environment of kufr, an environment of shirk, hostility, people did not have proper discretion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to nubuwat in that environment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charged him with the duty and responsibility to invite the people in this environment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is batil everywhere, there is falsehood everywhere, there is impurity everywhere. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to change all that? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb, he casts down, he sends down the haqq, the truth. This word يَقْذِفُ, قَذَف in Arabic, in actual fact means to throw. And here, if we take it in its original meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws, then it will mean Allah ta'ala throws down the haqq. Like how rain comes down from the clouds, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the haqq. And that haqq comes down, but obviously if there are rocks on the ground, that rock is not going to benefit from that rain in the slightest bit. The water will just flow away from it. And if there is ground that is fertile, ground that is soft, then obviously that water will penetrate the ground, and that ground will give off lush crops. So like that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in that environment, from above, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down the complete code of life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when that came down from above, obviously batil had absolutely no chance to survive. And then Allah says, Allamul Ghuyub. Who is my Rabb? My Rabb is Allamul Ghuyub, the knower, the absolute knower of all the hidden things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. One very important aspect, that when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghaib, then we must also understand together with that, there is no ghaib for Allah. There is nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things are hidden away from us, but nothing is hidden away from Allah. So Allah says, Allamul ghuyub. In other words, insofar as we are concerned, things that we cannot see, that feel, that are hidden to us, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had known the condition of the hearts of people. And when that rain of hidayat had come down, then that rain had come to those hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had knew that will be able to accept it. And those hearts accepted it. Those hearts that were arrogant, those hearts that were proud and haughty, those hearts did not accept this haqq and this kitab and this Quran and this deen of Islam. Qul ja'al haqq. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth has come. And with regards to the batil, wama yubdi'u al-batilu wama yu'id. Batil cannot originate, it cannot create anything. Wama yu'idu, and nor can it recreate anything. So when the haqq comes, insofar as this deen of Islam is concerned, that haqq will remain. Batil will never be able to create any more batil, and batil will never be able to recreate. Yes, we will find that insofar as the deen of Islam is concerned, it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. And batil will never be able to come about and overthrow and completely obliterate and overpower this haq. The haq will remain. Sometimes the haq becomes concealed, like how we see in this environment of ours, that sometimes it may seem that there is no haq around, but definitely the haq is there, it is concealed, and batil will never be able to throw out haq completely, because this haq had come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and batil, the kufr forces, the shirk and everything else, the nifaq, that will never be able to overpower and completely erase the haq. That will never ever happen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ ضَلَلْتُ فَإِنَّمَا أَضِلُّ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at this message that I am giving you. Look at this message and see where I have started. From one individual person, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one person accepted the deen of Islam. So if I am on falsehood, if I am deviated, then I am deviated to my own detriment. This deen of Islam will never last. It will never last if it is something that is false. But because I am not deviated and because I am on the straight path, it will continue and it grew stronger and stronger in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only people began to accept Islam, tribes accepted Islam, leave tribes, countries that accepted Islam, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the truth of this deen of Islam. وَإِنْ اِهْتَدَيْتُ فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي. And if I am guided, if I am on the straight path, then the reality is this, it is because of that which my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has revealed upon me. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was totally according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever the wahi came from above, that is how Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lived his life in this world. That is one aspect of it. The other aspect of it, two things that we learn from here. That if we feel, if we want to be guided, then follow the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are guided, we should not become boastful and do not feel it is from within ourselves, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah hears the cry of my heart. That when I will cry for my ummah, and I will make dua that this ummah comes on sirat-e-mustaqim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears it. And qareeb, Allah is very close. Together with that, Allah's help is also very close. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.